Maybe the song can get me fired up because I am drained, boy. I am drained.
It's early in the week, man. How are you already drained?
I eat shit. That's why. I live off candy for my fuel, and I'm sick. So the sickness, I guess, ain't helping, but then I use that as an excuse just to eat whatever sweets I want. I'm like, soda's good for a sore throat. I'm just drinking a 2-liter with a crazy straw. Let it dribble down my fat tit cleavage.
Oh, wow.
That, and I just had the most depleting Sunday ever. Barely watched any football, man.
Womp womp.
I don't even want to. We'll get into why in a second. Let's do the intros. This is Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Now you know where the name came from. With me, Howard Flood, co-hosting. The show's website is pfpod.com. Go there for power rankings posted every Thursday, but every Monday and Tuesday, you get the show you're listening to right now. Bunch of our contact info's there. If you want to follow the Twitter, that's at Papa Football Pod. Is that it?
Yeah, it's at Papa Football Pod.
Some cunt is sitting on at PF Pod with three tweets.
Three followers?
Fucking something or others. I want to just slit her. Bitch. If you like what you hear here, that was horrible. If you like what you hear, go to inpapasbasement.com. That's my main podcast, where we talk about not just football, really anything. And also check out thespookiescomic.com, a comic that I write and my more talented friend draws. But we can begin with how I spent my Sunday. And the answer is beating like I haven't since I was a teen. Don't know why, interesting. Howard. Usually if I'm sick, the factory closes down, the factory of sadness, as it were.
That would explain why you're still sick, man. I usually shut down the point. Yeah.
I had no choice. I had no choice. You know me and Reddit gone wild.
Yeah. High quality.
Anyone who is listening to this show and they don't know what Reddit is an okay site, whatever. But the subsection of Reddit, there's a place called Gone Wild, and it's literally just girls, all ages, typically 18 to 22, posting themselves nude on the internet. Why? I don't fucking know. I want to do a Papa's Basement and have these girls on air sometime. I think that would be a compelling episode.
Is it full nudity or just topless?
They do whatever the fuck they want. Some of them are gaping themselves.
What's the ratio? What's the...
Okay, all are topless. Like, no one hides their tits.
Go to the Chive if that's what you want.
Yeah, one in a million will hide their tits. But I want to say at least one in three is like popping out the snatch too. Mm. If not 50-50.
Is it good snatch or is it the sort of thing where they want the comment feedback on Reddit of like, you should perhaps trim a little?
Oh, are you kidding? The trolls that come out. The world is just filled with angry people.
People hate on the nude photos of women. They
Oh my God.
How dare you post? Like, no.
Well, because there's Gone Wild, then there's Gone Wild Curvy, and then there's Gone Wild Plus in ascending order of fatitude.
All right.
And if you're on Gone Wild and the guys want to be cunty, they're like, take your fat ass to Gone Wild Curvy.
Wow.
And then on Gone Wild Curvy, or if you want to really be mean to the Gone Wild girl, it's like, you need to get over to fucking Gone Wild Plus, you sow.
Wow.
The first like two pages of Gone Wild is typically stunners, like women that could easily at the very least be part of like a Playboy blog amateur section, something like that. Just drop dead. Holy dog shit. Why are you doing this?
Well, they're trying to get into those types of magazines.
No.
Really?
That is why this is so baffling. They typically just appear there like doing the Lord's work for about a month and then just disappear.
I have a theory about that.
What? I want to hear it.
To me, it's just the camera's an amazing thing, especially the digital camera. You can just get these snapshots of like how you looked at one point in your life. And so I think a lot of those women, they're like, I'm just going to work out a shit ton, get into like peak shape, and then I'm just going to go back to not working out and eat whatever I want after that.
I wish it were that simple. I don't think they analyze a damn thing. But what's funny is certain girls are just the biggest things on that site. Like certain chicks rise above. They are spoken about in reverent terms years after they've disappeared. And one of them was this redhead. If you know the internet, it likes kittens, it likes redheads, and it likes Asian broads.
I know that you certainly are big into the redhead.
I like the kittens and I like the redheads. Asian broads, whatever. Take it or leave it. But yeah, a good milky white ginger. I'm not big on a daywalker. There is a girl who went by the name Fuck My Username, if I recall. That was her handle on Reddit. And Fuck My Username was a legend on this site. Milky white skin, perky, everything, virgin, she claimed. And she would take the dirtiest photos, like hairbrushes up her ass, stuff like that.
That still counts as a virgin?
Yeah, yeah. It's just dick inside the fucking the front door.
Okay. And anything but.
Takes it. Right. I swear we're a football show. I just got to get through this. This is why I didn't watch football. This chick disappeared maybe 2 years ago from Reddit. And people have posted she at one point went over to 4chan and just lost her mind. There are pictures of her. I'm not exaggerating. This is not for radio. I swear on all things I believe in, which pretty much begins and ends with my mediocrity and inability to achieve professionally. Photos with her with like 12 Sharpies in her ass at once. I mean, it went so beyond fingering herself on the rag and like just getting it. I don't want to destroy anyone's hard on for this chick because she's the most stunning thing on earth. Obviously, a few screws loose.
Yeah.
If the nudes online didn't give that away.
The Sharpies up the
treating your ass. Yeah, like a second grader's desk. Might be a hint. So, I don't know. To this day.
Like, oh, wait, the caps were off?
Yeah, no. Caps on. Like, the full thing. It was like, you use the smooth end.
That's okay,
it's not the hooked end.
All right.
It's not like some medieval torture implement where they shove it in your guts and then pull them out and your entrails follow suit. All right. Like, chicks are big on the Sharpies in the ass. I don't know why. It's just something you see.
Hmm. I blame Terrell Owens.
I'm still going on. This isn't finished yet. We're close. We're not there. So, a couple days ago, I see another post on another section of Reddit, I believe called Amateur Archive, and it's just another guy saying, where's Fuck My Username? Can I have all of her pictures? By the way, girls, if you think this shit doesn't live on, 1,000 guys have every picture this girl ever did. Out of nowhere, this dude posts a link to a Tumblr. It's faymoguls.tumblr.com, FAYMOUGLES. I click it. Apparently this chick, I'm guessing her name is Faye Moguls, started a Tumblr not for money, not for nothing other than just wants to put her naked body out. Looks as good as ever. I had years worth of content to jack my way through. It was like half hour break, hit it up again. Half hour break, hit it up again. And that's why I wasn't watching a lot of football yesterday. This went on, I'm not kidding, until 2 in the morning. I was waiting for the most recent Homeland to be uploaded to Showtime anytime. It wasn't up as of like noon today. Showtime, this is why you're sniffing HBO's farts in second place. This girl, just check out the Tumblr. That's what I'm leaving it at. FAYMOUGLES.TUMBLR.com. Howard, you check it out. To me, this chick is the most... To me, and anyone who's ever been on Reddit, this is one of the most stunning broads you're ever going to see. Despite the whole Sharpies in the ass, period, blood on the box thing, which she's gladly, like, Picasso's fucking blue period. Did he have a blue period? I want to say. Okay. She got out of her red period, as it were. And now it's just happy pictures again. Can we start the football show now?
Yeah, I'm actually going to say that I'm not a Redskins fan. I know you are. And on behalf of all those who do root for the Redskins, I think you might be the one to blame for yesterday's loss by not supporting your team in a critical moment.
They lose when I watch.
Well, they lost when you masturbate every half hour, too.
That's true. When they actually rallied for 16 points, I was dead asleep after like my third go-round. I was dehydrated, like when you put a vampire in the sunlight and his skin's just falling away like tissue paper. Jeez. That's how I felt. God, that was a good Tumblr. I got a date with that tonight.
Now, can we focus on the images of like NFL players playing and not you just sitting at your computer terminal, like
just
doing
just
what
take
you
me
do
out
professionally?
Of it. Just look at this ginger broad. Everyone, tweet me at Papa Football Pod after you look at this Tumblr and tell me what you think of this broad. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. That's why I derailed 10 minutes of football content to talk about this chick.
I can't believe I'm the one who's going to sound like a homosexual when I say that I would rather watch football on a Sunday afternoon. Is that wrong? Is that wrong for me?
No, football's a finite thing. We've turned the point in the season where I don't really have a lot of teams I'm rooting for. The Skins are out.
Yeah, honestly, this weekend's games were kind of bad. I was actually a little disappointed because you had been hating on the games the last couple weeks, and they were awesome. And this week, going into the weekend, you were just like hyping up, like, I'm going to love this weekend. And
I did. I did. I sat through, like, my entire nap ran through the time that, like, the tornado stole everyone off the field at Soldier Field.
That really kind of killed the momentum on the afternoon, really.
See, I came back for the second half of that. It was like 5 p.m., and I think they were 4 minutes into the first quarter.
It's just, yeah, right around that time, right around the time that the game got delayed, that's when Cincinnati just took a huge lead on Cleveland. It was all around the same time.
Crushed them. Fucking, sorry, that's what Jason Campbell does. He breaks your heart. He's okay 1 week, and you're like, why was this kid ever doubted? And then next week, you're like, oh, that's why. That's why. Enjoy, Cleveland fans.
What was bizarre is the one game that I really missed out on was the second quarter of Pittsburgh-Detroit.
Well, yeah, it wasn't aired locally.
I was watching Red Zone all day.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's
what's
just...
it like to be fancy?
What was bizarre was I went to chop onions. Basically, my girlfriend was making some beef stew. I was definitely going to be able to eat all this week if I helped with this during the game.
Yeah.
All I had to do was chop two onions. That was basically when Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson had the most ridiculous quarters in NFL history.
I heard the second quarter, they were amazing. And then third and fourth, they like barely went to Megatron for some reason. And they lost.
Dude, they sucked in the first quarter too. So I watched Pittsburgh go up 14-0. I was like, yep, this is pretty much what I expected the Lions to do. Just Detroit being Detroit.
That's what we said last week. They're a total crapshoot. They're not consistent enough to be elite. Even if when they're doing well, they are as hard as anyone in the league. They don't do it often.
It's just bizarre that they had this amazing quarter and I didn't see a lick of it. So as far as I'm concerned, yesterday they were terrible all around. Like, oh yeah, well, they did have that one quarter that seemed to have broken many NFL records.
You did leave to chop onions, as it were?
Yeah.
Not even a euphemism for anything. And by the way, speaking of your girlfriend, she told me to ask about your underwear on air.
Oh.
What did you do?
I ran out.
Did you beef stew shit it?
No. I'm wearing...
That smells like what you did in the bathroom. I followed you about 5 minutes after you deuced in there. Good Lord. And I knew I was...
I had a rough weekend this weekend with my stomach, man.
I knew it was your stall because the other had the seat up and was filled with urine.
Oh, no. I used the handicap. I knew, like, not
oh,
to...
Oh, you handicapped?
That. Yeah.
Oh, so I was smelling someone else's. That makes it worse.
Nah, the handicap stall is like a solo, man. It's ultimately private.
I was smelling this just gross, toxic waste, but I was like, haha, this is Howard, so it's acceptable. Now who the hell knows? I feel like my nostrils were raped.
It's like that time that you thought I was behind the glory hole.
Yeah, I was going to say. I wanted to take the anonymity out of the matter and egg on my face, boys. All right, so that was, what are you wearing right now, by the way? Nothing? Old underwear?
No, it's long johns. Ugh. But they're not like normal long johns. You want to see?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right.
Let's see. I'm picturing something the lead singer from the Spin Doctors would have worn on stage.
That's pretty accurate, I think. They're black.
Like the hat from the guy in Cracker that he wore on that low video. And then just a little, almost like a butt hatch. Is there a butt hatch on him?
I don't know. Is there? You tell me.
I don't.
Nah, it looks like the sort of
Under Armour.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Thank God no one's looking in the studio right now. Christ almighty.
I thought there's a camera in here that like...
I mean, there is. That was filmed, but they're not going to look at it unless I dump water everywhere, which I might. Just to make that appear on their radar. Okay, you wanted to talk AFC playoff picture. I wanted to just go over some of the games. I mean, the big one, obviously, the Chiefs.
Yeah, let's talk with that first. I mean, let's talk about what actually happened this week.
Chiefs losing, the Dolphins uncorking the proverbial champagne, as it were. 72 Dolphins, correct?
Oh, the right, Beatons. Yeah. The 72 Dolphins.
Can't wait till they're all dead. All dead. Fuck them. Fuck them in their asses. They were the Chiefs of their year. Weren't they playing like soft teams?
Do you know what how little players were paid back then. This is all they have.
They were like, movers during the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
And gym teachers.
All those guys had to have full-time jobs after they played in the NFL because they didn't have shit.
Yeah.
Like,
they've got their champagne. That's about it. Yeah, that was the big news. The Chiefs are who we thought they were.
Actually, I thought they were going to get their asses kicked a lot harder than they did.
Really?
I was pleasantly impressed with the Chiefs' defense as far as their ability to limit the amount that Denver was able to score.
It reminded me a lot of the Tebow Broncos a couple of years ago.
Interesting.
Where if they can stay ahead, the defense can keep it going. And if they're in an early hole, they're just fucked. And they were down 10-0 before you blinked, really.
I actually do believe that the Chiefs can win their rematch in 2 weeks.
Me too. They'll be at home, if nothing else. That always is good for a TD.
And the biggest stat of the night last night that they kept harping on during the game in Denver was Peyton Manning not really getting hit. So, I mean, there were no sacks. I think he got, like, touched up 3 times at most. He wasn't hit
hard.
Well,
he needed that because he's... We don't really know the extent of what the hell's going on with his legs exactly. Is it ankles? Is it thigh? I forgot.
I think it's a high ankle sprain of some kind.
He's got some shit going on, man.
But once they're playing in Arrowhead, which is one of the best stadiums for a home team, as long as KC fans are loud every time Peyton Manning has a ball, that's going to buy an extra split second for the Chiefs' pass rush. And that's all it's going to take to rough up Peyton a little bit more. And once he's a little flustered, like, that's a good thing.
So who are you picking then to have to settle for the wild card and who actually gets the West?
You know, I still think that Broncos will probably win in Arrowhead. I don't think that the Chiefs' pass rush will make the difference in the game when their own quarterback is Alex Smith. I still don't have a lot of faith in him being able to, because what, he put out 17 points yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
That offense is good for no more than 17 points. The defense is going to have to score some points if they actually want to beat Peyton in KC. And I don't know if they'll do it. So they'll get to him a little bit more, but I don't know if they're actually going to be creating the turnovers that they need in order to win. That's going to be the difference in the game.
Yeah, I definitely think Denver is going to walk away with that division at this point. I think that the Chiefs can do something in the postseason. Depends who they draw for their matchups.
And honestly, like, even if Denver sweeps the series, I was so impressed last night with Kansas City. I have a hard time believing Denver will beat Kansas City 3 times this year. I just have a hard time believing that. So if KC can actually go head-to-head with Denver in the playoffs, I wouldn't write them off.
I would see the Chiefs getting buried by, like, the Patriots. Denver would be a shit matchup. But any kind of grinding team, like, I think if somehow the Ravens limp into it, they would dispatch the Ravens, but so would anyone else.
Well, let's look at it this way. So the
Bengals, I think they could take the Bengals.
The top two divisional leaders in the AFC that KC would face, if KC's a wild card.
Yeah.
So KC would have to go on the road in the first round and play either Cincinnati or Indianapolis.
Chiefs, it's a crapshoot. Or I'm sorry, the Colts, it's a crapshoot.
They can. I mean, you don't feel like the Chiefs can beat both those teams, like, in their own stadium.
I think the Bengals are much more beatable for them, honestly.
The Colts are just not that intimidating at home, I feel.
It's
I really
weird
don't,
when a team's good on the road.
Yeah,
and
it's
bad
just,
at home.
But I mean, they play indoors. I mean, the game they won against Seattle, it was a 6-point difference. There was a blocked field goal that resulted in the touchdown. I mean, that's not that impressive a win from a playoff-bound divisional winner. So I just think that Kansas City Chiefs could really go into Indianapolis and get after Andrew Luck and win that game. And then, I mean, we're dissing Andy Dalton left and right most weeks here.
He fucking sucks shit.
I mean, yeah.
Dalton sucks. There's nothing to analyze there.
I mean, if you told me how to pick between Andy Dalton and Alex Smith, I'd probably ask for a kick in the groin. I mean, I just wouldn't want either of those guys to be my quarterback.
I would want a 50-cent piece and a kiss on the cheek. To each his own. I would take Smith.
I probably have to go with that right
now,
too. I mean, yeah, it's not great if you're going head to head.
Take away AJ Green and what the fuck is the little gingerbread man?
Actually, here's a real question. So if you have a playoff matchup where it's Andy Dalton versus Alex Smith, do you really want to watch that? Is that going to captivate your attention?
I will,
wild card weekend?
Just because those two first weekends of football playoffs are like the most glorious thing on earth.
Really? That's even better than your ginger chick on Reddit Gone Wild?
No.
You wouldn't want to spend like,
I mean,
4 hours looking at her instead of watching Andy Dalton versus Alex Smith?
If I rediscovered that, yeah, someone of equal Reddit renowned. Like, I really can't explain. It's like the comedy equivalent of you just find a blog written by Andy Kaufman, and it's like, I'm alive, and this is what I've been doing. That's what it was, finding this fucking Tumblr. I would watch it. I would watch it all. You got all what? Right. Your 4:30 game, your 8 game, and then your 1 and your 4 the next day. Those are the most glorious time slots on earth, those two weeks.
Wildcard weekend is one of the greatest weekends all year. But I'm very selective about watching some of these shit quarterback matchups. Like, I just don't want
to
see
wild card weekend. I had a chick come to town last year during that, a friend of mine. I could not have been more resentful or a bigger tool about it the whole time. I acted like I was tolerating her. I could not be bothered. I was just like, just sit in Whole Foods. We're going to watch this. I chilled out with her a bit more. I think I went to another bar. We just watched TV. I did nothing with her. I was livid. So we got Chiefs at Bronx covered, Ravens at Bears. If you missed it, a tornado, literal tornado, like real bad storm system, rips through the stadium, drenches it for 2 hours. The rest of the game looks like trench warfare. It should have been what you dig. I liked it. There was running and fucking shitty passing. And will he make the field goal from 2 yards out?
What I did not like about it, I do not like when the quality of the field affects the play.
I do. Didn't you, like, when you played Madden as a kid, always make the field snowy and shitty? I did.
There's a difference between, like, bad weather and bad field. Like, it disappoints me knowing that, like, having watched Virginia Tech play, I think during Hurricane Irene on television, it was a Thursday night game a few years ago. They have this unbelievable drainage system beneath the field. So they played during a fucking hurricane in Blacksburg, Virginia. It was a college team. I know that it's an agricultural school. They're supposed to design shit like that. But still, how can the 32 NFL teams not have all invested in this like drainage system for days like this where that field was garbage? Like, no receiver could really
Soldier
do
Field's
a route.
Famous for that, though, right? Like, that and so FedEx Field are kind of the two shittiest in the league.
Heinz Field ain't so hot either.
Yeah.
So it bothers me to no end that you're paying this much to watch the best of the best play, and they're on subpar fields.
And you're hearing ACL snap like guitar strings.
I mean, it's not that bad. It's not. I mean, it's bad, but I mean, it's not as bad as, say, like artificial turf used to be, just causing those kinds of terrible injuries. So, but yeah, no, I have a hard time looking at the Ravens Bears game and being able to evaluate either of those two teams as far as their
Bears
playoff
are hanging
potential.
In it. It's even if it's not potential, they didn't drop out of the picture. It's now they're tied. Well, I guess they're down the tiebreaker, but they're 6-4 along with the Lions. And Vikings are an afterthought. Adrian Peterson has sacrificed his entire body and career for a shit team. And the Packers are 5-5 and will probably lose again next week because they're doubtful for Rodgers, right?
Yeah, that's why I want to hold off talking about NFC wildcard till next week, because without Rodgers, it's hard to get a full picture. And it's weird that Arizona's 6-4 right now. They're probably going to lose a bunch of their games left because they have a tough schedule. They have to go against the Niners again, I think. They have to go against Seattle. Basically, they're playing a lot of playoff-bound teams. But then San Fran, I still don't know how to evaluate that team because they just got screwed last night.
I felt they were screwed. Apparently, it's a well-known rule now. That's why I'm weirded out that you didn't like the slate of games, because I really dug that messy field fuck-up. And then you got to watch New Orleans hosting San Fran. I thought that was a tight game until the very end where Drew Brees, who hits him in the throat, and it's like a
Ahmad Brooks. It was actually the 4 o'clock games were fine. The 1 o'clocks were the ones that disappointed me.
Okay.
But yeah, that game was great. And you have this moment where it was by rule an illegal hit. I mean, he clotheslined the guy.
And I'm with you. As much as I enjoy my passes and all that shit, and I like to see the score go up, and that's fun to me, I do want to see people get hit. I don't like that you can't hit people. I understand helmet to helmet. You don't want these guys shitting into a bag when they're fucking 43. But Drew Brees gets clocked around the neck, partly because he's a fucking munchkin. With anyone of a human quarterback height, he would have been tackled about the shoulders, I suppose. Instead, Brees gets hit right in the throat by this dude tackling him. Comes up. I guess the blood, that really is what sold it. like, you looked at him later and he had blood smeared on his teeth and dribbling down his lips.
He got hit hard, man. It was a throat hit. I mean, it's the funniest thing to me, though. it wasn't even Brooks. It was another 49ers linebacker. But Navarro Bowman insulted Breeze after the game when he's complaining about the call, where he's like, come on, what are you supposed to do when you're going up against a 5-foot quarterback? I mean, he shorted the guy 11 inches.
Yeah.
Just to highlight the fact, it's just like, how am I supposed to tackle a quarterback who's that much shorter than me? Like, it's physically impossible almost. I'll say this. I mean, you can't ask guys to do this, but had he gone for just the arm instead of, you know, swinging wide but swinging down, so if he'd just been trying to strip from the get-go, maybe it wouldn't have happened. Maybe they just would have gotten the fumble, and then they would have beat the Saints for the third time in a row.
Either way, it was a tight game. I liked it.
It was a good game. And here's what I'm going to say. This is why it's better for the 49ers, because if they make the playoffs, they know they can beat that Saints team, because they basically beat them three times in a row. And they should go into the next time they play that team as if they've won three in a row, because the Saints did not win that game.
Last but not least, this week you had the Jets shit in the bed in Buffalo. Of course, it was their week to lose, so next week they could take on the 85 Bears without issue. And that's bad news for the Ravens, who are hosting them. So let's see if the streak continues.
Saw it on ESPN this morning. First time in history. It's gone on for 10 weeks. First time in NFL history.
It is hilarious. It makes them incredibly viewable.
Yeah.
Even if, I'll be honest, I know you love Geno, and there are times I like him too. He's not good. He's not good.
He's a rookie. I mean, he's playing by the seat of his pants a little bit.
We've been so spoiled recently with what the actual rookies have done. It seems like you do really well your rookie year as a quarterback lately. You shit the bed your sophomore year. But freshman year, it looks pretty rosy. What other games are you looking at next week? I've got Steelers at Browns. Could keep things kind of interesting, especially if the Bengals lose.
Let's frame this a little differently, man. Let's talk like AFC wildcard, because to me, I mean, that's really going to frame what matters. I mean, like I said, it's hard to predict with the NFC. Like, which of those games are you going to see guys come out of next week from the NFC that are still competing for a wildcard?
Because
we don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. I'm curious if the 49ers are really going to be able to beat the Redskins. Honestly, I think the Redskins playing at FedEx Field against the 49ers could win.
That makes me happy.
But yeah, for me, I'm just way more interested in all these 5-5 and 4-6 teams in the AFC, because, I mean, look at the AFC East. You got the Jets and the Dolphins are both 5-5. I mean, you go to the AFC North, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Baltimore all 4-6. And then out west, Oakland, San Diego, they're 4-6 too.
There are so many 4-6 teams.
Yeah, and then
it is nuts.
I mean, technically Tennessee is still in it. I mean, Locker's out now, but they're 4-6 too. So I'm just stunned about how there's no separation right now for that last wild card spot, because we know it's going to be either Denver or KC for one of those wild card spots.
That almost takes the fun out of it, though. It's weird. That's not what the wild card was supposed to bring. These two teams who had cleanly lost their division by like 3-4 games. It's almost less fun. This is just rambling, by the way. Don't think I'm getting anything at the end of this. It's less fun when you know one of the slots is down, which we do at this point. There's literally no way if they lose out, the Broncos or Chiefs aren't going to wild card.
I mean, I think it's almost better, because now we know, like, it's definitely a Hunger Games situation. There can be only one. Like, it's going to be...
It'll obviously be like a last week scenario.
Well, we'll see. I mean...
God, I want the Jets. Holy shit. As much as I'm so fickle in my hatred. Like, last year, I could not stand Rex Ryan. I was burned out on Sanchez. And 1 year later, now I just think it's hilarious that they're sitting around. Everyone thought Ryan was gone, and instead he's almost guaranteed more time given what he's done with what he has.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. I think right now the AFC, it's the race to 7 losses. Like, if you can manage to stay at 6 losses, I feel like one of those teams...
You're in.
I feel like one of those teams will. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, like, it's going to be a 9-7 team that gets the second playoff spot.
Tell me who you think 10-6 is out of the bunch, honestly.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if Baltimore loses to the Jets, that puts them at 4-7 already. I mean, the Bills are already at 4-7.
Baltimore's cooked.
I mean, what about Pittsburgh and Cleveland? So they're playing too. One of those teams is going to be 4-7 too.
Yeah. It's going to be the Browns.
You think the Browns are going to win?
No. The Browns will be 4-7.
But they're playing in Cleveland.
I don't care. It's the Browns. Give them time. Again, they've been my secret shame this season. I've enjoyed watching them. But prove me wrong, Browns.
The Steelers have shitted the bed so many times this year.
Yeah, but Roethlisberger looked damn good last week.
I'm not going to say that.
But didn't he have like 4 touchdowns?
But he played against the Lions, man. At home.
I don't give a shit. 4 touchdowns. That ain't bad.
At his home field.
Fuck, man. I'll take 4 touchdowns anywhere.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they won. I wouldn't touch that game if I were a better. So.
Me neither, but I'd watch it. I'd love to watch it. I wish I could.
And I'm gonna. I know you love Kansas City, but I think San Diego could beat them.
I absolutely think that. I think fucking Phillip Rivers could put up like 2 quick touchdowns and that's it.
I would be stunned, honestly, if Phillip Rivers lost to a team led by Alex Smith. I mean, Phillip Rivers isn't the greatest quarterback in history or anything, but come on, man. You got to be able to beat fucking Alex Smith.
I don't know. I don't think the wheels are going to fall off for Kansas City, but everything everyone said about them that was negative was more or less confirmed. To be honest, they'll get in. At 9-1, like I said, they would have to shit the bed like I don't know what to miss the postseason.
I don't think they'll miss the postseason. I honestly had a different take on that game. I've been shitting on them all season and finally watched them play Denver. I'm like, I wouldn't be shocked if this team made the AFC Championship game. I'd be shocked if they made the Super Bowl, but I would not be shocked if they actually made it to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, you're right. And they get lit up by some good offense. All right. So we've got the AFC covered. Bronx at Patriots Sunday night. That's just watchable. I don't actually think it has huge ramifications for the postseason. I could be completely talking out of my ass there just for maybe seeding and placement, all that shit.
I mean, that's kind of big if, like, I'm sorry, like with Denver playing New England?
If the Bronx win, it isn't that big. If the Patriots win, it is.
Fuck you, man. Like, that's potentially home field in the playoffs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's not
like
going
to
affect
the AFC Championship game. If they play each other in the AFC Championship game.
It's not affecting who's getting into the postseason. It is affecting, again, seeding. And again,
that's more than seeding. That's a home game for the AFC Championship game, man.
Am I wrong on this? If you have the better record, you get the
home game. You're poo-pooing it like, you know, I mean, this is just entertainment. I'm like, nah, if I'm the coach of that team, this is a big deal.
I'm not a huge believer in home field. Like in the NFL, haven't they proven guys have had better records on the road lately for shit's sake in the postseason? So I'm just not that sold on it.
I mean, it depends on the stadium. It really does. It really depends on your fan base.
Yeah, if you have like one of those little domes, and it's just a bunch of ravaging, screaming Huns deafening the opponent's quarterback.
Domes aren't great. But I will say that FedEx Field is a piece of shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you beat me to the joke punch. I was like, whatever the Redskins have, that isn't good.
And I don't think Philly's new stadium, I haven't been there yet, but as far as I understand, it's not nearly as intimidating as like the old Vet was.
Their old rat-filled shithole that literally had a jail in the bowels of it.
Yeah.
Because Philly is filled with fucking the dregs of humanity. It's like the cantina at Mos Eisley or however you pronounce that.
Dude, they just won their first home game of the season.
Was it their first?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Their season
winless.
Ticket holders just watched their team win for the first time.
Vikes at Packers.
Yeah, so wait, before we move on to some of these NFC like important matchups, I gotta ask, who do you think is the sixth team out of the AFC?
Let me go over my standings. It's not Bills, it's not Dolphins.
I mean, you got Jets possibly.
I don't want to pick anyone in the North.
Yeah, I want to see all those teams just screw the pooch.
I don't want anyone in the South. It's not going to be 3 out of the West. Yeah, I'm going Jets.
That's hilarious. What I just wanted to hear you say that.
What the hell?
Because
it's a Monday.
I don't know. I really got to see if people are going to put San Diego back on the map if they beat Kansas City this week. I'll say that. People would just be like, oh, this is the team. They're the ones who are going to make the walk.
I mean, I'm just kind of playing it safe. They've got to win over every wild card team except for the Dolphins, and I don't fuck the Dolphins with what they're going through. Their offensive line is decimated.
I'll be honest, like I hate to put it this way, but I don't know who's coming out of the East or AFC for that last wild card spot. I just want Pittsburgh to lose. I really do not like Ben Roethlisberger. The rapist burger just needs to not make the playoffs. He needs to be released or traded, and then he needs to just have a terrible rest of his career as people finally realize he doesn't deserve a yellow jacket. Because it worries me that people are going to mistakenly give him one. And I need him to have stats. I don't need him, but...
Well, he had some balls last week where he's like, Brady's the best because you judge that on rings, and he has three, so he's the best. And it's like, well, that puts you and Eli in second place, doesn't it?
It's ridiculous.
I know. He's not good. He's not bad. He's just not amazing. But he's not paid a ton, right? Or is it his contract starting to get there? Like, wasn't it backloaded?
I think he's reasonably priced. I think he kind of... He would prefer to stay in Pittsburgh and win at a lower contract rate, but because he's not making like that big money, then they're not winning. Like, I can see why these rumors of him wanting to leave are coming up now.
Shall we wrap up the NFC then?
Yeah, I mean, what games is weekend?
We can talk those rumors. By the way, I didn't want to jump away, but it's been a lot of noise.
We talked about it last week. I figured just let Big Ben, like, embarrass himself this week in Cleveland. That's what I'm looking forward to. I think he's going to get fucked up by that defense.
I'm down for that. I got for NFC Cowboys at Giants and Vikes at Packers. Those are two.
I mean, you just think that
good for the postseason.
You just think Vikings are going to upset Green Bay. Is that what you think is going to happen? Upset is a very loosely used term there.
Who do they have in? Is it Matt Flynn? Is he coming back?
I guess he's going to be in there next week.
Who knows? I'm intrigued. I'm actually intrigued. If he does what he did against the Lions a couple of years back, that one game that got him like Christ knows how many millions, it would be hilarious. I doubt it, though. I think the Vikes win. Packers just are garbage. Garbage without Michael Scott.
You're calling the Vikes to win at Lambeau.
I am. I want to see it happen.
I'll say if that happens, that GM needs to be fired.
And yes, you heard me. Michael Scott. That's what he looks like, goddammit.
But I hate to admit it, the most interesting game for the NFC this week is going to be Dallas at the Giants. I mean, that's one of those teams could actually make the wild card. I can't believe I'm saying it, but a team from the NFC East really could get a wild card spot now.
One of those teams could take the East, too.
Yeah.
They're barely out of it.
It's stunning to me that the Giants, I mean, it's not surprising that they came back to compete for the East, but just looking
good
at the rest
them.
Of their schedule.
I like it as nothing else if a middle finger to the Skins. Good for them. Anything else, or can we wrap this one up?
Yeah, let's call it a night. We'll be back next week.
Works for me. Start. There we go, sound bites. You've made it through Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood. The show's website is pfpod.com. Go there for new episodes every week of the show, as well as Howard's unique brand of power rankings every Thursday. And if you like what you heard, check out my podcast, inpapasbasement.com. Both that and this show, Papa's Football Podcast, to be found on iTunes as well. Last but not least, thespookiescomic.com, a comic I do with my buddy. So enjoy all that shit, because I have way too much free time. Have a good one.